Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Suddenly, Jeff Saturday is exactly where he's supposed to be. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The former Tar Heel football center will be the first to admit he had a fairy tale career. Always too small to become a two-time All-ACC center on Mack Brown's last two teams of his first tour here, and then working as an electric supply salesman when he wasn't drafted by an NFL team. Former UNC teammate Nate Hubgood-Chittick was on the Indianapolis Colts roster in 1999 when they needed a backup center and suggested they call Saturday in for a tryout. 13 years later, he had snapped the ball hundreds of times to Peyton Manning, including a Super Bowl win in 2008. For the last 10 years, since retiring in 2013 and having his name placed in the Colts' famed Ring of Honor, Saturday planned to just enjoy life, coaching high school football, working for ESPN on the weekends, and serving as an analyst on the Tar Heel Sports Radio Network. On Monday, he got a new job as interim head coach of the Colts, who had fired Frank Reich earlier in the day after a dismal 26-3 loss, their third straight, to the Patriots on Sunday. Racked by injuries and playing a second-year quarterback, the Colts have also fired anyone who was ever called to play in an NFL game. Jeff was also serving as a consultant for his old team. But in this obviously lost season, that's not why they hired Saturday. They need someone who can literally keep the roster and this franchise together while the Colts figure out a plan moving forward into the coming offseason and for 2023. Saturday has everything required to do that. Whoever takes the field for the Colts' remaining 8 games will play hard and with pride and help the team any way they can. Saturday will say that is not optional and reminds the players that their NFL futures are at stake. He will also hold the coaching staff together and work with ownership and management to bring in short-term sideline help needed. He will be respected by the players and, when necessary, be tough with them. A 4-time All-Pro and 6-time Pro Bowler, Saturday has every skill needed to keep his finger in the dike. He probably won't want or get the permanent coaching job, but without doubt he is the man for this emergency role, and the Colts were smart to recognize that and reach out. He may end up in the front office with the team or return to the easier life of prep coaching and broadcasting, but he will leave the Colts better than the mess he found them in as the best hire they could possibly make. This is Archansky. See ya.